Chad Moyer with you. It is time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Roy, thanks for joining us again today, and it's nice to do one of these in person again. I attended the Claus North America event there in Omaha, and I thought, you know, I'm close enough to your operation, I might just stop over and see what the Smith operation looks like, so thanks for hosting me.
Well, what you're getting today is a good shot of what a retired farmer's operation looks like when you don't have quite so many acres and you got a little bit of time on your hands.
Well, that's all right. I appreciate looking at all types, so that's excellent. And you were telling me that a shot of rain might be in order for you and your neighbors?
It's really surprising. It's been 2.5 weeks since we've had rain here, and checking the scouting of the soybeans down on the river bottom, some of that land that I reclaimed from 2 years ago was flood. You'd think that'd just be soft as ice cream, but it was hard as a rock, and we really do need some rain. I'm sure that down underneath there somewhere there's some subsoil moisture, but on top it's awfully dry.
Sure. Now let's switch our attention to the markets here. It's been a week since the 4th of July holiday. You said that was pivotal in the markets. Has that proven true or not this past week?
It absolutely has. It's been a very exciting week in the corn and soybean markets, and a lot of that is rebounding from prices sort of being in the hole or being oversold before the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, I guess we're not far enough back yet that we can say for sure that this is a change in trends, but it's sure nice to see prices going up instead of down for a change.
Yeah. We were kind of talking about it. Still this old crop, new crop story, isn't it? More volatility in old crop compared to new crop at this point.
Right now, the buyers appear to be scrambling to try to pull those last few bushels of old crop into the supply channels, and at some point that'll end, but the question is, where does it go but before it ends, because there's just not a lot of grain left in the country, and supplies are going to be tight for anybody that's counting on the new crop bailing them out, so to speak.
Sure. And so we've seen a general uptrend in the futures. Basis for old crop has been all over, hasn't it?
Basis has been all over. Basis for new crop is setting right where it's been setting for the last 2 or 3 months. But for old crop, depending on what futures month the buyers use as a basis for their cash bids.
And like you had said before, kind of the question now is, where are those two going to meet, and what's going to take place, I guess, when they meet?
We'd have to think that the crop's going to come in quite a bit later than it did a year ago, and maybe even later than normal. And that could cause a real backup in the demand, because there's going to be some of these ethanol plants, cattle feeders, soybean processing plants that are going to have to have commodity to process, and if it's not there, then they'll be caught in a bind. So we don't usually like to see that, because it causes distortions in the market, but it's hard telling what's going to happen this year.
Well, those processors, and let alone livestock feeders, right?
Absolutely. You know, those cows have to eat, and most of the time that includes some corn and a little bit of soybean meal. So that will be a concern as we are, you know, about 2 months at least from having new crop supplies available.
Sure. How about yesterday's report from USDA? Any major surprises in that?
Not really big surprises. The stocks number that came out was 1.959 billion bushels. Soybeans was 0.295 billion bushels. Those were within the ranges that the trade expected. They were just a little high. Initially, the trade was saying that they're bearish numbers, but by the end of the trading day yesterday, we were pretty much back to normal and actually ended up closing a little higher in most cases.
All right. Well, as we wrap up this week's show, again, kind of the usual question, what are the keys? You said July 4th was pivotal, so what do we do with it now?
Well, I think this is a case where you really need to look at these charts, and when you look at the charts, you can see that this week we've seen a rebound. You know, the real question is, will we see it next week? If we see it next week and we get the prices above those resistance levels, then we've probably got some more up move in this market. But, you know, these seasonal weather rallies have a tendency of being very fickle and and very unpredictable. And so, you know, I guess my advice is look at your potential cost of production, look at your crop and see what your possibility is for having a certain yield. And if you can make some money at that price, it's time to sell something.
Yeah, start on your incremental sales, right?
Right, you bet. And, you know, in a lot of cases, farmers will have enough storage at their home, and they don't have to take very much to the elevator, and that kind of gives them a leg up on the basis. So you need to have that in factored into your plan also.
All right. For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@SoyRoy.com is my email address. SoyRoy.com, my website.
All right. Appreciate the information. Thanks again once again for the tour, and we'll talk to you next week.
Come back again.
You be careful what you wish for. I might just do it. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk markets every Friday right here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.